Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline. Yesterday it was Steve Young. Today it'll be Howie Long. About, in particular, the Saints matchup against Chicago in Chicago. Steve Young picked the Saints winning, although he said at home. I think he was a little distracted with his kids at that point. But here's an interesting insight from our interview from yesterday's show about the challenge of the quarterback when people are telling him time and time again he can't get it done.
I mean, it's almost like saying, you know, oh, it's no big deal. Well, it's a big deal. And it's in your head. It's sports. I mean, when I didn't beat the Cowboys for a couple years, it's in your head because that's all you hear. You're human, and to block it out makes you inhuman, which is not the case for anybody. So it's in there, and especially being the Patriots, he's going to ad nauseum. He's going to try to block it out and try to avoid hearing any radio or TV or newspaper. Just avoid it, you know, because it makes it so much better. And then go try to play football. But the second he makes a mistake on the weekend, Sunday, he'll start to think, geez, you know, do I press? Do I not press? Do I overthink it? Do I underthink it? And it becomes the nature of sports, which is it's very psychological. It's very in your head. And that's especially in football because you don't play every day. You play every 7 days. And so it's always, a problem until you overcome it, and then it's not a problem. So, you know, to me, it's not that much even a debate. It's like it's in his head, it has been for a while, and it's going to be there until it's done.
That's Steve Young from yesterday's show. Today we'll have Seth Joyner join us along with Howie Long to talk about the matchups, especially the Saints. We covered the Manning Bowl. We'll do a little bit more of that as well. We'll start in our first segment coming up with Jim Beattie on the interesting situation, if you've been following it, with Barry Bonds, with J.D. Drew, about contracts that have not been signed that they're negotiating because both of them have issues, one with amphetamines, a positive test last year apparently in Barry Bonds, the other with J.D. Drew with his shoulder. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some other things like Sammy Sosa. And then in our last segment, we're going to talk with our tennis correspondent, Crazy Luke Jensen, the best guy covering tennis today, the Australian Open, way down under on Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.